Elisa Ely backstage at Bonnaroo 2015, talking with some of the bands who are on the lineup this year. And right now with me is Britt and Alex from Spoon. Welcome.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Yeah, well, this is the coolest place I've found here in this festival, so it's a pleasure.
You guys, we
can talk as long as you want.
Nice. You guys are the coolest guys I've found here at this festival.
Yeah, that might be true.
That might be true. And actually, I'll say this about you. You must have just gotten here because you look so crisp and clean.
Yeah.
We arrived this morning.
Just starting to sweat.
Yeah. You guys are always very well dressed, though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You noticed.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. And this is not your first time at Bonnaroo.
No.
I think you played back in 2007, maybe?
That sounds right to me.
Okay.
I think that is when Spoon played and then Divine Fits played.
The year Tom Petty played.
Yeah, that's 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Time flies when you're not paying attention.
Right.
I
did one of the weirdest interviews of all time at that Divine Fits. Were you with me when...
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I know. I remember that.
We played a show. We played a show, and then immediately after the show, I smoked grass, and then I was told I needed to do an interview, and I don't usually, you know...
Do interviews? Haha, just kidding.
Smoke I don't grass. Do, no, I do smoke grass, okay. But I don't smoke grass then do interviews. And so I was out there and it just, like, wow.
It was just huge.
And it started pouring down rain.
And
wow.
Just bright, huge fluorescent lights, just like you were being interrogated.
It started off great. And then there was a couple of things that were a little awkward. And then I couldn't get my, you know, I was down that tunnel. I couldn't get out of it, you know.
Man.
It felt awkward the rest of the time.
Oh,
anyway.
Man. Well, this one is going to go much better than that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Not the condition.
We're all level-headed now.
Right.
Do you want to tell us another story from not involving terrible interviews? I don't want to hear anything about bad interviews. Mess with my mojo. Do you want to tell us another story about a Bonnaroo experience that you had from last year? And you, I'll take a made-up story, too. You can give me fiction.
Where are we issuing that record? It's going to come out later this year.
Oh, nice.
We've been working on all the bonus tracks for it now, and there's heaps of them, more than can fit on a record.
Double album.
Huh?
Double album. Expanded
it's going to be a double
edition.
Album, and still more the tracks than we can fit on there.
Amazing.
But yeah, do you remember any stories from that time?
That was my first time at Bonnaroo was when we played a couple of years ago.
I don't remember too much.
And I just remember we were watching Tom Petty and we had to go catch the van or something. And it was night and I hadn't really figured my way around yet. And I just got really confused and lost.
How did you get found?
Story.
That's what I remember the most. How did I find my way out? Is that what you just asked me?
Yeah.
By just wandering around aimlessly, looking like a deer in headlights.
Mm-hmm. Did you ask like a friendly person?
I couldn't find anyone.
You couldn't find anyone at Bonnaroo? There's
no.
80,000 people here.
Lost.
Well, I'm glad that you made your way to our
studio
right now. So your last album, They Want My Soul, was your eighth full-length album. It came out last year. I'm not going to be like, what the heck, man? What's going on with the new record? Because I know you guys are always so busy doing so many projects. Can you share any projects that you've been working on?
I recorded a 7-inch with this band from Austin called Sweet Spirit recently. And then, I don't know, Alex and I have been working on new songs.
Word up.
Alex is in LA, so occasionally we get together there.
Working on new Spoon songs or Divine Fit songs?
Spoon songs. What are the projects we work? We're just doing shows and then writing songs. That's it, really. You know, there's not too much to tell.
Are you writing songs on the road, or are you just?
It's hard for me to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you take notes or anything like that, or?
Yeah, I'll take notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever look back at your notes and think, what did I mean by chair?
Yeah, for sure. Well, yeah, you got to put down something a little more descriptive than chair. But still, even when I put down, you know, a full sentence, sometimes I have no idea what I thought was so great about that. But, it is a good method. Usually it helps. It helps when it's time to write a song to have a few, starting points, you know?
What about when you have a harmony in your head?
A harmony?
Yeah.
Harmonies are good.
No, but like, what about when you're on the road and you have a harmony in your head? Then what do you do? How do you remember it later?
Yeah, well, I have this little I'll put it on my iPhone or I'll put it on a little digital recorder. That's the best way.
Do you ever listen back and think that wasn't that good?
Yeah.
Is
and
that
I'm equally surprised lots of times? Wow, that was really good.
That's is it most? What's the ratio? Is it mostly good? I bet it's mostly good.
Well, the ratio of like song notes, like audio song notes that actually get turned into songs, probably pretty slim, like maybe 1 in 40.
Okay. Know? Still worth the chance, though, right?
Yeah, it's always,
yeah, definitely.
You gotta try.
So Alex and I were talking earlier about the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, and Alex, you were saying that if you had the choice of being in a band in either the Beatles or the Rolling Stones, you said you'd
pick the Rolling Stones.
And why would you pick the Rolling Stones? Would you replace Mick Jagger?
No, I don't think that's possible. It seems like they get to have more fun, you know? That's why I would pick them.
Britt?
Yeah, they definitely have more fun than the Beatles.
The Beatles
seem
very,
live longer, it seems
very
like.
Regimented schedule, you know? Everything is, you know, figured out. The Rolling Stones seems like there's a little looser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that said, of course, you love the Beatles, too, because
of
you're
course.
Human beings. Yeah.
Right.
Who was your favorite Beatle?
Well, John Lennon.
Why?
Well, he has the best voice, the best songs, you know.
Paul McCartney would beg to differ.
Well, he has some great songs, too, and the Beatles would not be the Beatles without Paul McCartney. I mean, he's irreplaceable. And John Lennon wouldn't have been as great as John Lennon was without Paul McCartney. It was a, you know.
I mean, George Harrison was no slouch either.
Yeah, you know, all those, they all made something of each other, you know, and that's kind of the reason why that was what I had in mind when I started Divine Fits, was I wanted to get together with somebody that I admired that I thought, like Dan, who could,
Dan Beckner.
Yeah, we could make something between the two of us that would be better than both of us, you know, on our own.
Alex, you want to get in on this?
What about it?
The Clash is another good example, you know?
Yeah, totally. Who's your favorite Beatle?
John. Same reasons. I mean, it's obvious to me. I mean, there's such, his voice is so passionate and amazing. Just the way he screams.
Yeah, there's some that don't buy that. My brother thinks Paul McCartney's clearly got a better voice because it's more, because he doesn't scream, you know?
See, I don't buy it.
Yeah, I'm into that soul.
Yeah.
What about the best Beatles record?
Oh, that's
or
impossible.
Your favorite, your favorite.
Revolver, but you know, that's just because if you have to pick one, but
I feel like most people go Abbey Road.
Yeah, that's one of my least favorites.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Alex?
I can't go down that road. That's too hard.
You can't go
right
down
now,
that
okay,
Abbey Road?
White Album right now.
Okay. All right. Album. Very good. I'll also ask you, what are your favorite records, modern records right now? Well, actually, it doesn't have to be modern records.
Kendrick Lamar's latest record. I can't stop listening to it.
So good.
It's so good. Nick Cave's latest record, too. It's amazing.
Yeah. What else is good? What do you hear me listening to?
The OCs.
Yeah, the OCs.
I love the OCs.
Floating Coffin. You like that record?
Yeah, I like that.
What did you put on something?
Marvin Gaye, Prince, Iggy Pop.
Yeah, I've been hearing you listen to a lot of Iggy Pop lately.
Alex, what do you think is what? This is probably another really hard question. What's your favorite Spoon record?
Transference.
Ah, interesting.
Aha, you didn't expect that, did you?
No, I didn't. Why?
I think it's a really unique piece, the whole thing. It has this mood to it. I don't know. It's moody. Yeah. I love the way it sounds, the production.
Do you have a particular favorite Spoon song?
No. I mean,
what's a song that you dislike?
Before
then?
We started touring, I was like, I was really excited to play Got Nuffin'.
Uh-huh.
Because that song is just, you know, an undeniable rocker to me. I mean, there's so many great Spoon songs.
Yeah, of course.
I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah, you are.
I am too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Britt, you're allowed to say that too. Which one are you most proud of?
What song?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. But I mean, you know, my favorite One of my favorite recordings we've done is the Beast and Dragon Adored, and I've been thinking about that just because we're doing that reissue soon, and just the way that that one starts, it just feels like one of the most grand openings.
That was my first introduction to Spoon.
It's just
so I was also
excited that, by that. Play that intro. It's awesome.
I think your most popular album, though, is Ga 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 Ga.
Yeah, it sold the most. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you sick of playing those songs, or what?
We'll play some of those songs today.
All right. All right. Are there any that you're just tired of playing?
Any songs? We don't play those.
Those songs that you're tired of.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I got real tired of playing Mystery Zone and Written in Reverse. On this one, I'm not super into playing Let Me Be Mine, although some people in the band get bummed about that.
But do they ever say, come on, Britt, we really want to play it. Let's do it. and that changes your mind.
Sometimes.
It's a democracy, sometimes.
It's a democracy, but I usually end up writing the set list. Unless I'm too busy, then.
I see.
Well, I throw it to other people. Yeah. You don't write it.
Well, I'm not good at it. I've tried to write the set list a couple times, and it's been a train wreck.
What makes you think you're not good at it?
Well, there's been, like, I think maybe two shows where I've been the top dog set list writer, and I don't think I killed
it. Sometimes we let the crew write the set lists. So
that's been
fun. Lighting guy.
That's been fun. But he's really good at it, and Rob's really good at it, too. So, you know, when you got two genius set list writers, why mess with a good formula, you know?
So if you're not good at writing a set list, does that mean you're bad at doing a track list, too, like sequencing?
You know, I haven't really given that a go, but I would, I don't know.
Spoon, thank you so much.
Hey, see ya.
I gotta go. I'm done here.
Hey, no, it was nice talking to you.
Mic drop. Goodbye.